how you doing, 2025?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Hey. Did it snow for you today?
No, but it's going to later this evening.
Ooh, so exciting.
No.
Oh,
I loved it the first night. A couple of nights ago, it was like 11 o'clock at night. It was snowing so hard. So I walked outside and I just kind of like walked up and down the street, and it was a beautiful experience. It was like 11:45, but it didn't feel like it because it's like, it was a little bit lighter outside because of the snow. And it was a great experience. I walked around. I was just, you know, I was embracing the snow, and then my water got shut off. So now I'm over it.
Was that what caused the water to shut off, the snow?
Yep, the power outage. So basically what happened was, is that there was a series of power outages.
Uh-huh.
So because of that, and the pipes froze and they burst.
Ooh.
So then they had a backup generator, which failed. And then the tanks or the pipes, I'm not sure, but they're operated by batteries, of all things. They're battery operated, and they're only supposed to last an hour, but then those stopped working, and then they had like an 8-foot flood full of water. So yeah, everything just got completely destroyed pretty much. So everybody in Richmond City was completely out of luck with water. And then eventually, like, the surrounding counties, like Henrico, Hanover, they started like rerouting their water to help us like refill our tanks. So people in like Henrico and Hanover were like, oh, my water pressure is really, really, it's like trickling out now, because they're like, you know, what's one plant is trying to help supply two plants. So eventually, and now, so at first it was like, hey, like you have no running water whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's certain parts that still don't have running water, but it's mostly everybody in Richmond City has running water, but they're under a boil advisory.
Mm.
So like we can't wash our dishes with it. We can't wash our clothes. We can't ingest it at all. They did give us the green light for quick showers. Like, don't take your time. Don't take an everything shower. But like,
okay, there might be too much bad stuff.
Yeah, there might be too much contaminant. So like, don't take too long of a shower.
Okay.
So yeah.
So you are under the boil thing now. You're boiling.
I am under the boil advisory now. But apparently they ran their first, because they have to run two tests
mm-hmm.
to see, because right now like the tanks are filling up rapidly as we speak, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So And I'm pretty sure they've flushed out all of the bad water.
Okay.
And now they just have to do tests. So supposedly they have to do one test, and then they have to wait 16 hours to do the second test. And you have to get two negatives in a row in order for it to be like A-okay to ingest again.
My gosh. The fact that other counties could reroute their water into the mm-hmm. city is just like amazing, the engineering of it all.
But now they're under a boil advisory.
Oh, great. What?
Yeah. So they're like, so everybody's like, God, screw you, Richmond. And, you know, like,
yeah.
Like, this is y'all's fault. And we're like, you know what I mean? Like, sorry. So every grocery store within like a 10 to 15 mile radius was completely sold out of water.
And that's crazy because it was snow that caused it. So the roads were already bad.
Yep.
And people probably had previously shopped for the snow.
Mm-hmm.
So stock was already low in the grocery store. Oh, what a nightmare.
Yeah. And now people are going to like, because of this whole water thing, people are going to like surrounding counties to get water. Like luckily my territory for work is in like Chesterfield and Chester and all those areas. So I went and just bought a bunch of cases and a bunch of water jugs just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
Just to have something. So, which was nice.
Gosh, I hate that's how your snow day was.
I know. I was like, this is great. I love the snow. And then they were like, oh, hey, by the way. And what's crazy is that like they all knew about it all day, but they didn't tell anybody that the water was contaminated until later on in the evening. Like if my mom didn't have Facebook, I wouldn't have known about it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, well, there was no emergency phone call. There wasn't an emergency text. Like, they didn't send out something to the landlords or like whoever owns a property in Richmond City. And of course, we are like teetering on the edge of Henrico in Richmond City. Like, it's literally just like a couple of blocks over. Yeah. It's technically Henrico. So it was just, it's incredibly frustrating. And I feel, I like honestly feel bad for the mayor because this is literally his first week in office. And then like one of the biggest water crises in, you know, in a long time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so now I have running water again, but I just can't ingest it. So okay. I've been brushing my teeth with bottled water.
Oh my gosh, poor girl.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be thinking about you. There's so many things going on. The winter weather, the fires. It's just, it's such a heavy time. I'm in Atlanta. Brittany's in Richmond, if you didn't know. It just snowed for us the first time today.
Cute.
I woke up to, I think, probably about 3 or 4 inches.
Oh, wow.
But it started melting like pretty quickly because by the afternoon we were up to 32 degrees. So and I think there's a chance for maybe some more sleet or freezing rain overnight, but I don't think we get any more like dusty snow, cute snow. So I tried to have like a really cozy snow day today, and I just like woke up. I did a little workout in my living room. I like started a loaf of sourdough. I changed my sheets. I made some cookies.
Love that.
What else did I do? Yeah, I just, I tried to like really take it in, and I still have all my Christmas decorations up because I'm crazy, and it was perfect. Same. Like, now it finally feels like Christmas. I was waiting for a snow. Yeah, you still have yours up too?
Of course I do. Absolutely. Exactly.
The Pilates workout that I did was by Olivia Ponton. Have you heard of her
or seen her? The name sounds familiar.
Okay. I wanted to tell this little tidbit of tea real quick.
Oh.
In case people haven't seen it. So she's, I don't know how really she got famous. I mean, she's been on TikTok for a while. She's super hot. Her waistline is like 18 inches around. Like, it's insane. Perfect. All natural, like from Florida, just like a Florida tan girly, super girl. She has like 7 million followers on TikTok. Anyways, she posted this little routine, and so I've been wanting to do it. I tried it, but it made me remember, because I clicked on the comments, that there was a little scandal with her recently. Do you know the quarterback, Joe Burrow? Have you heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Okay. He was engaged for a long time to a girl when he was in college and then when he started his career in the NFL. Well, apparently they have broken up because a couple weeks ago, a 911 call came in from Joe Burrow's house, but it was Olivia, the model, calling. And or sorry, it was actually Olivia's mom who initially called and said, "My daughter is at someone's house. Someone has broken in. She sees signs of like a forced entry or whatever. She wants to know what to do." And it turned out to be Olivia. She had been staying at his house. And when she was on the 911 phone call, she mentioned that she was like working for him. She was like, "Oh, like I'm an employee" or whatever. And so now people are like taking it and running with it. Like all of her comments are like, "Day in the life of as Joe Burrow's like employee question mark," or like, "What did you do today for Joe? Like, what did your job entail?" And blah, blah, blah. Yes. And I think it was because she was nervous to say that they had been like hooking up because no one saw this coming. Like two random people. And I think everyone probably still thought he was engaged. I don't know. But yeah, there have been issues with NFL players' homes being broken into, and someone knew that he was having an away game, and they went to his house and they stole a bunch of stuff, and she had flown in and walked into it, this like chaos or whatever, and so like had to make a phone call. There's a phone call with her mom, and then she ended up calling herself and was like, "Yeah, I'm just staying here. I work for him," or something, and people are like, "Girl, what?"
Right, like, "And I work for the president."
Exactly. Girl. Exactly. And it's like, and where do people get these 911 phone calls? Like, how do we submit subpoenas for things like this? It's just the general public. I'd love to know. Oh, speaking of, have you seen Icy Wyatt on TikTok?
Yes.
You know of him.
I do.
His 911 phone call and his actual like body cam footage of his arrest was all over my TikTok the other day.
I didn't see the body cam footage, but I did see somebody like telling the story time of, yeah, like, how he got arrested and, like, what happened.
It's so cringe because he's doing the whole, like, do you know who I am?
Oh, I know. It's like, ugh.
And the way that he completely twists the story, if you don't know, Icy White is like, he started, I guess he got his fame from, like, mukbangs. Like, do you want to eat with me? Was his, like, little catchphrase. He pistol whipped someone in traffic. They were annoying him, and they got into, like, little altercation, and the guy ended up turning around and walking away, and Wyatt came up and whacked him in the head. Then he calls 911. He's like, six poor men tried to beat me up outside my car. Like,
okay. Be astronomically for real now.
Seriously, like, you're on social media. You should know that there's receipts to everything. Yeah. Seriously, like, come on.
And then the guys called 911, and they're like, this dude just pistol whipped me. Literally,
the first thing he said.
Crazy.
I was so pleased to see all that body cam footage. Like, that was very interesting for me to watch, because I've been seeing the stuff about it on TikTok for a while, since his girlfriend is, like, keeping up his account, and, like, she's doing updates on him. Like, he's been transferred to different prisons back and forth, and to see the real story of how he really acted with those officers and the lies that he spewed, and just, like, his whole entire demeanor about the situation, it's like, okay. It's hard for me to feel bad for him
at all. Absolutely. And her. Yeah.
No.
Like, I get standing by your man, but jeez.
Yeah, and he also got into, like, a second altercation while he was out on bond or something. Like,
Goodness gracious.
And it was on the roadway. Someone else annoyed him. Like,
someone needs to take his license away.
I think he's about to be in prison for, like, five years.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Exactly. Well deserved. Like, you should not be able to just get out in 10 months for this type of stuff. Like,
no.
You can't threaten someone like that.
People are insane.
Yeah. Sorry, you go.
No, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just kind of wrapping up. Like, yeah, I did that little workout, and it reminded me of Olivia Ponton and, like, that crazy story of her.
That's wild.
In the break-in, right?
In the freaking break-in, dude. Speaking of crazy, kind of going back to, like, the California fires and, like, how truly awful and devastating. One thing that's I find clinically insane is the lack of empathy.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about this the other night. Like, the lack of empathy. People are like, the celebrities that are posting their houses being completely destroyed, like, burnt to a crisp, nothing but rubble and ash, and people are like, you'll be okay. Like, what?
Yeah.
Where is the empathy with these people? Like, it was either a video or I read a comment, and it was like, yeah, these people might be multimillionaires and billionaires, but it's like the memories that you have in that house, like, you can't, like, some people, like, have watched their kids grow up there, and, like, that's just, like, just mementos, and, like, seeing videos of people, like, escaping their houses with pets in their arms and photo albums and paintings and, you know, this, that, and the third, and, like, running away, like, sprinting away on foot because of all the abandoned vehicles.
It's so sad. And you're right. Things like that cannot be replaced. No matter how much money you have, you can't replace the little trinket that your grandma gave you when you were 10 years old and you've had on your dresser ever since. You can't replace your dining room table that you saved up, you know, for 2 years to buy with its nice wood and the nice matching chairs. It's all the little things. It's the stuff that you can't replace with money. Like, that's what they're sad about. And that should be completely understood. I don't know. I think the internet has really desensitized people. Like, they feel like they can say whatever they want.
Exactly.
There
is no repercussion. There is no consequence. Like, that just ties into just, like, the, you know, the generation, like, this generation being on, you know, I'm drawing a blank.
I'm having a seizure.
I'm literally like, no, but it's like being anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I was gonna say anonymity or whatever it's called, like, mm-hmm. I don't know the word, but, you know, the concept of you can be so anonymous to an extent, you know, so it's just, it's crazy.
Have you seen any videos from Spencer Pratt and Heidi?
I did see people, I've seen other people like talking about it, like the videos of them talking about it.
Yeah, but they lost their house. They're famous, I think, from Big Brother, I want to say. Mm-hmm,
that sounds right.
And I really just started seeing his videos pop up. But the one that I saw, he was spot on. He hit the nail on the head. He was like, okay, so before the fire, you guys are all in my comments. Spencer's broke. Spencer's washed up. Spencer has nothing. Look at him trying to be something, coming on TikTok after his reality TV days. Wow, look at you. You're worthless, whatever. Now that my house is burned down, all of a sudden it's Spencer's rich. You should be fine. You should be happy. It doesn't matter. You can just rebuild. You can just get everything back. It's like the double standard of it all. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Suffering is suffering. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, if you are suffering, that is real. And money cannot fix that.
Right.
It's just, yeah, complete lack of empathy. And it's like the people that I see on my stories and stuff, everyone's posting donation links. Everyone, you know, it's all mostly influencers and that's not mostly influencers, but a lot of influencers are posting. And the people who are in the comments are the people who are saying the nasty stuff. They're the people who aren't posting the GoFundMes and they're not telling people here's where you can go to donate and here's where you can do. So like, stay there, stay just back there. Like,
relax, like keep your incredibly wrong and insane opinions to yourself.
Yeah,
wholeheartedly. But did you see like the governor and everything, like what was, or the, I think it was the governor of like everything, like the California governor and what and everything that happened?
No, I've seen, oh, the mayor.
Yeah, oh, the mayor, sorry, the mayor. Yeah,
yes, kind of like about the defunding and stuff.
Yeah,
the,
like she was not in the state when it was all happening.
Oh,
she was out of the country when all of this started to happen. And it was crazy because like a bunch of people, like a bunch of residents of California were coming, like once like every, like the news of how like the severity of the fires were coming online, you know, people were making comments being like, recently my fire insurance just like completely said like, we're not going to cover you for fire insurance anymore. And then on top of that, the fire department was defunded. So then, you know, they're lacking resources and they're lacking people. So then these fires are spreading so rapidly and they don't have the resources to put them out. And reporters are being like, what do you have to say? Like, how are you going to try and explain your way out of this? Like, there is no coming back from this.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video of someone like heckling her as she was getting off of an airplane being like, I guess she probably was coming back from wherever you said she was and being like, mayor, what do you have to say about the suffering of the people? And she just like could not get out of there fast enough.
Yeah. It's just, it's nuts. I've seen like a bunch of people do like conspiracy theories and stuff.
I will say the dropping of the insurance is so low down, but I saw that it wasn't because like necessarily the insurance companies are bad. It's because they saw how much of a potential there was for forest fires and wildfires in California because of her lack of care about the department and also like cleaning up the forest floor, like all the things you have to do to maintain the forest, controlled burns, all of this stuff to prevent wildfires. She obviously didn't care about it. And so the insurance companies were like, okay, she just cut them by like $17 million, whatever. Fires are going to rage. We don't want to pay out. So we're dropping these people.
Oh, okay. I hear you now.
Yeah. It's like, okay. It's a dink, dink, dink. Like it all starts to fall together.
That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. They knew that it was going to happen because she's so terrible, I guess. I mean, like, what's the word?
Like, no, honestly. But like, I mean, I've seen people do like straight up conspiracy theories being like, I feel like somebody did this on purpose.
Oh, I've seen people, like, people have been arrested for trying to set fires. Have you seen that?
No.
Yes. Yes. They're the Woodland Hills fire. That was, they arrested people like either after they said it or before they, or something, like it was like a citizen's arrest. Like a man had a flamethrower, like he was trying to put like start the fires in the sewers, and the citizens like held him down, tied him up with rope and whatnot, and like there have been people arrested for setting these fires. Yeah, not all of them, but some of them. But
some of them. And like with how fast they spread, it that's crazy.
Yes, dude. Yes. And that's what people were saying. They were like, I don't want to say that it's a conspiracy, but like, how could a Hollywood fire start when like the furthest fire is this many miles away?
Yeah. And like,
it's not making sense. Yeah, people were starting them.
Good. What is this? Is we are nine days? 10 days? 10 days.
Yeah, it's a mental health crisis. Like, obviously, this is like another, it just sheds light on a whole other issue that we've got going on.
Goodness. And they're trying to ban a freaking dancing app.
Dude.
Give me a freaking break, dude. Give me a freaking break.
Yeah. That, it's been making me sick, like, all today, because I know that they had, like, the Supreme Court thing or whatever. And
I've been keeping up with it all day.
I saw that. I don't know who Brian Kavanaugh is, but he's some person who's in some sort of power, whatever. And at the hearing today, he was like, I think that TikTok being around is going to encourage users to, like, join the, like, Chinese CIA and, like, just ridiculous, like, the most outlandish stuff.
Like, the whole thing is that they're just basing it off of, like, a worst case scenario. They're basing it off of, like, because I listened to a little bit of it, and somebody was saying that, like, you know, oh, the people that are on the app that, like, agree to the terms and conditions and, like, don't necessarily read or care that, you know, China could have the possibility of having your data. And then, like, oh, they can use that as propaganda. I'm like, what propaganda? Within the past 5 years or 5 or 6 years of it being around, nothing has changed. Like, why now? Like, why is this just starting to happen now? And what propaganda? Like, it's very rare when I see a video from a different country. Like, it's just merely based on the algorithm. And that was TikTok's lawyer's, like, main argument, is that, like, the algorithm is our First Amendment right. Like, what mm-hmm. we're being pushed and what we're seeing. Like, it's freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, I mean, apparently, like, there wasn't really much, like, leeway today, but supposedly, like, the people that were there, like, from the videos that I saw, it was very much, like, the Supreme Court was asking pretty decent questions, and, like, they were slowly starting to understand it more.
Mm. Okay. But,
which is good, which is a good sign. So they didn't show up being like, nope, whatever you say, it's absolutely not. It's like they took the time to hear people out and to actually, like, so, you know, like, the best case scenario is they just lift it and say, no more, JK. Like, that's the best case scenario. But then there's also other scenarios where, like, you know, because Trump came in and he asked about placing, like, a hold on it. Mm-hmm. So until he gets inaugurated, or no, is that the word? Until he gets inaugurated. And then from there, once he is, then he can go and just kind of like, okay, let's see what, you know, let's look at it and see what's going on.
Yeah.
But until then, I mean, they have no interest in pausing the ban for now. But so far they've heard, they've listened, and they've asked the questions. And apparently they are going to delegate for the next week or so. So.
Oh my gosh, dude. It's this whole freedom of speech thing. It's the fact that they're saying, well, we're worried about, like, our country's privacy and security and whatnot. And then we have the effing drones all over us. I'm like, it's a double standard. It's like they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. Like, literally. Come on. Like,
right.
This is really not the biggest fish that we have to fry at the moment. There are way better things that we could be focusing on.
Right. I'm like, why is the one thing that every single member in the government agreed on? Every single person agreed to place the ban. I'm like, this is what y'all agree on? Is to place a ban on something that there is absolutely zero evidence about, because they're scared of China getting our, you know, getting our data for what? To have it here.
And isn't everything, like, housed in the U.S.? Like, yes! All the servers?
Yes, it is. which is even crazier. And so I'm like, one girl, I read a comment, one girl saying, I will gladly send them my data in a pink scented envelope just to keep freaking TikTok around. I'm like, honestly, I'm like, but the thing is, it's going to be so detrimental to like the small businesses.
Exactly.
That, God, I
was looking up because I got sent like a statistic. TikTok is projected to generate between $10.42 billion and $11 billion in ad revenue in the United States in 2024. So obviously, like, that's what they were projected to have earned last year.
Right.
And we're going to ban it, $10 billion in revenue.
Like, over something so stupid. Somebody, and one of the TikTok lawyers made a comment being like, if you're so nervous about national security, why aren't websites like Shein and Temu banned?
Mm.
Like, they said that. They're like, why haven't you banned Temu?
Yeah.
Or Shein. Like literal.
That is shipped directly from China. That yes. is, like, from China to America.
Right. It's like, I'm confused. I'm confused. I'm like, my thing is just like the propaganda. What propaganda? That's my question.
I cannot tell you the last time I saw a video from anyone in China.
No. Like, I don't know. The only thing that I see on my algorithm against my will is Ash Trevino. That's it.
Oh my gosh, what a mess.
That's the only thing that I get that I see held against me.
I seen his pee-pee and he's seen my no-no.
Did it smell?
Oh. Her children. God bless her children.
I cannot even begin to describe how mortified I would be.
Now she is a national security
threat. For sure. We'll give China Ash Trevino in return to keep TikTok.
Seriously.
If we all have to make a sacrifice, like a united sacrifice.
Yes. Let's just, I'm sure she would willingly go if there was like sure. a cute 20-year-old.
If Santos sent her, she'd be
Santos.
Ask Santos.
Ugh.
My one thing that's just insane to me is the people that are giving her money.
Did you see her mass unfollowing though?
Yeah, and she was like, I don't care. She's like, they'll all be back. I don't care. I'm like, why are people?
Then she's crying
her?
About it.
Yeah. For those of you who have no idea, if you are not on Ash Trevino's side of TikTok, I have been down a multiple rabbit holes about it. It's this like 35-year-old mother, like she's grown, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's this mom who goes live every single waking moment of every single day and puts her children's lives in danger. She has two like teenage, if not grown-ish kids.
Yeah.
She is, but they're both, I mean, they're not grown. They're both technically, they're both minors. Like they're like 16, 17, but like she puts both of them in danger willingly. It's insane to me.
She's just very reckless on her live. She yes. says really embarrassing things, very sexual comments. She's always trying to flirt with 19-year-olds. She loves talking to prisoners and making prisoners her boyfriends.
Yes.
And she's been known to like pleasure herself on lives behind Ooh. Like the screen. Like you just hear her. You don't actually see her. Just disgusting things that you would not want your mother. Like I would be absolutely mortified as a 16-year-old if that yes. was my mother. Because you know she is the laughingstock of the school. Like
I can't even imagine.
Her kids' peers know all about this.
Right.
There's no way they don't. That's right. So sad.
And it breaks my heart because, like, her daughter's, like, TikToks have, like, come up on my For You page mm-hmm. sometimes. And it's them being like, Mommy, no matter what, like, I'll be on your side. Like, I love you no matter what. I'm like, I get it. Family. But at the same time, I'm like, if that was my mother, we would be no contact.
We would be no contact.
We would be no contact. Mm-hmm. Absolutely no contact.
It is, and it's sad that that is their reaction to it. Like, that's obviously right. They have some serious trauma to unpack.
100%.
Because you should not be accepting that from your mother.
Ooh.
No. Ooh. She's like one of the people, I'm like ready for her to die down.
Right.
Like, let's just go ahead and just get her popularity out of the way. But yeah, she had like almost a million followers, and she went down to like 800K or something. Like,
yeah, it was she had a million, and then because she had like a whole, she was gonna rent out a whole club. Yeah, she hit a million, and then she was gonna rent out this club. But then people, but then of course she was on live talking about how she was going to have this party at this club. And then people started calling the club. Being like, this is all that she's doing. She's had multiple CPS complaints. She's, you know, doing all like this, that, and the third. Like, she's talking to prisoners, like making fun of the victims' families online, of like the people. Yeah. Did you not hear about all that? Yeah. She like, she dates prisoners. But, yeah. Like, murderers specifically, and she was caught on live like mocking and like laughing at the victims' families.
Oh
yeah, so she's like quite literally the worst, right? So yeah, people were calling the club being like, this girl's crazy, like you can't. And then like the club owner was like, listen, she has no affiliation with my club, but like it's a free country, I can't ban her, you know what I mean? Like, she right. hasn't done anything specifically to the club to get her banned, but like he was just basically like, we have no affiliation, like we're not hosting anything, we're not sponsoring her, like nothing.
Yeah,
like she can come, but like, so I don't think anything happened because of that, because they were like straight up like, no.
Wow.
Yeah. And then once that, like, I think it was like January 1st, the mass unfollowing, and it was like that. And everybody just started going away. She's like, it's fine. Everything's fine.
It's not, though.
It's not.
No, she is a wreck. Like, she yes. is the definition of an absolute wreck.
Mm-hmm. Mm. For sure.
I was gonna mention with the Heidi and Spencer, like, the double standard of celebrities, like, not getting to be sad about their homes burning down because they're rich or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the influencer Ken Urich Kennedy?
Yes.
She went on this rant the other day that I was like, you know what? She's right. About cancel culture, like, just in its entirety. Did you watch that?
I did.
Yep. Yes. And mm-hmm. she hit, I think because she's so not afraid of being canceled anymore, like, she's reached her absolute limit mm-hmm. with the people. And she's always been an oversharer. Like, she always says whatever she wants. That's just who she is. But there was, like, this trend of cancellation, because when TikTok started and when social media started, people were kind of saying whatever they wanted. Then some people started laying down the law. Hey, actually, you can't say that. And then it turned into a, well, people get to really make up their own opinions on what can and can't be said. And now everyone right. is canceling everyone because they think that it's offensive. And it's like, we've gotten to this point of no return, like, almost. Like, it's time for it to switch back. Like, right. to let's all just be okay with, we get to say whatever we want to say and have our own opinions and this, that, and the other. And you can't be canceled for that.
Right.
And I don't know if anyone could find the video or whatever, if it's like findable, if it's easy to find, but she just made a really good point about, like, the overuse of cancellation at this point. Like,
agreed.
It's just gotten to a really ridiculous point, I think.
Completely agree. Completely agree. It's like, everybody's gonna, like, somebody's gonna be offended about something.
Oh, you're the comments on your video about the toothbrush and you drinking the water and people.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Yeah. 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 I posted a video of, again, because like we said in the beginning, my water is not drinkable, so I can't brush my teeth using water. So I made a TikTok talking about, like, everybody in Richmond, Virginia right now brushing their teeth with bottled water. Harmless, completely harmless, right? And somebody commented on it and said, oh, everybody in California is sending you, like, thoughts and prayers. I'm like, did I make a comment saying that me having to brush my teeth with bottled water is worse than a house burning down? No. And people were, like, replying to the comment being like, she's not downplaying the fire. I would never do that. Like,
they want you to be malicious so bad. They want there yes. to be some ill intent behind it so badly.
Right. It's like, does your back hurt for how far you're reaching? Just curious.
Like, the people in California obviously don't give a single flying fadoodle about the Richmond water crisis. Like, they right. have other things that they're worrying about, and that's okay.
Exactly.
Different things are happening to different people.
It's just, Empathy. That's yes. really, it's just, let's say it with me. Empathy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Learn about it.
Or lack thereof.
Mm.
No freaking kidding, dude. Daggone. This generation's cooked.
I know. It's so bad. We've really got to relax.
This generation is cooked. Do you know what I'm excited to do?
What?
Nothing.
What, do you have like a rot weekend coming up?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Look. I'm so excited. I was going to get my nails done tomorrow, but my nails got canceled, which is completely valid because it's supposed to snow all night. So she was like, hey, girl, is it okay if we cancel? I was like, abso-freaking-lutely, it's okay if we cancel. I am so excited to wake up whenever I want to wake up and just rot my life away. And just do nothing but wedding things. I'm so excited.
Do you have, like, a show you're binging right now?
I just finished Desperate Housewives. Oh, and you finished I think it? I have slipped into a slight depression. Desperate Housewives. Like, I genuinely... Okay. This might be, a really, really hot take. But I think Desperate Housewives is, like, probably cinematically one of the best shows ever made. Genuinely. Because it's just, it's the narration in the background. Mm-hmm. It's like, it describes perfectly how, like, on surface level, you may think that everything is okay, but everybody is going through their own stuff. And, like, being and displaying empathy for your neighbors and helping your neighbors and everybody being united front and being there for people. And, like, the twists and turns and the suspense and the literally, like, on the edge of your seat, like, the tears, the laughter. Like, it's genuinely, they need to make a show like Desperate Housewives again. They need to do it. It's perfect. It's perfect. And that's just, like, literally, I will die on that hill. I will.
I agree. I love the narration. I love the five different people's lives all, you know, intertwining in different ways. And yeah, it's great.
Like the plot twists. And like you think that, you know, you think you're going to call it. You think it's going to be predictable. And then they throw a freaking curveball at you, which makes like, I remember there was this one scene that I was like convinced that I knew who like did. I don't want to give it away for people who are maybe watching it. But like, you know, I was like, oh, you know, it has to be this person that did it, that committed the crime. I'm like, it has to be this person. It has to be. And then at the end, they ripped their mask off and it was somebody completely different than who I thought it was going to be. And I audibly went, oh, like, when did they rip the mask off? Because I'm like, there's no way. And yeah, so I genuinely feel like Desperate Housewives, whoever produced it, needs to come out of retirement or back from the grave if they're, or I'm not sure who did it, but they need to do another show and they need to do all these other shows and all these other TV series. They can learn from this. This whole part one and part two BS is ridiculous.
This what isn't, do you mean?
This isn't theater. You know what I mean? There's like, because there's different plays that are like, oh, this is part like Wicked part one, Wicked part one and Wicked part two. These TV shows that have, oh, the first 8 episodes are available, but you have to wait 6 months for the next.
Oh, I hate
for
that.
The remaining 4 episodes. I'm like, cry me a freaking river. Where are the hour long episodes? And there's like 30 episodes in a season. Where is that?
Yeah.
Why isn't that a thing anymore?
You should look up who the producer and the like or the writer of it was and see what other shows they did. You might find something else you'll love.
Oh, I didn't even think about it that way.
I didn't think about that until you just mentioned that like you don't know the producers. I'm like, they could be behind some other really good good shows.
Love that. I just don't know what I'm doing tonight.
I think I'm going to watch a movie called The Substance. Have you heard about it?
No.
Did you see that Demi Moore won...
an Emmy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Or it was an Oscar. Something. Maybe it was an Emmy. I don't know. She won it for her role in The Substance.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, it's got to be a good movie because her role was like so amazing. So, and I think it's something about a woman who had maybe done gymnastics for her entire life. And at some point she loses her ability to do it. And they offer her this like pill or whatever that's going to make her better or backed out she was or whatnot.
I think I've heard of this before.
Yes, and like something goes wrong, I guess, at some point. This is a very vague description of it, but
does she like become younger?
I don't know, honestly. I have no clue.
Because I think I know what movie this is.
Okay.
Because I think I may have seen like a teaser or something on TikTok or something. Okay.
Yeah, it came out like at the end of last year.
I think I know which movie you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, that's been my plan, that I'm going to watch that.
Ooh, exciting.
Tonight. Yeah, if I might do the same. Rex. Yeah, it's like a, I think it's supposed to be like a little scary, little sci-fi, but not like horror by any means.
Right, yeah. I love a little like psychological thriller.
Yes.
Or like, you know, something like to keep like suspenseful, something to keep me on the edge of my seat.
Yes.
But then the second that something paranormal pops out, I'm locked out for the night.
Goodbye.
Or lack thereof. I will not be sleeping.
Yeah, no. Literally, lights on.
Lights on all night. Alex is such a scary movie guy.
Mm.
And he wants me to be a scary movie person so bad, but I will not.
I'll like watch them, but I close my eyes like in a second. If I think anything scary is about to happen, I'm...
I see. I just like, even just hearing it, it scares me.
It's just icky. I agree. Like the paranormal stuff I cannot get with. Like Paranormal Activity. Like quintessential. I will not be watching that movie.
No, thanks.
I watched The Orphan at my friend's house when I was in elementary school. And to this day, it still scars me. Like I remember I have crisp visual memory of being in her living room watching the scene on TV. Like the three scenes that like stuck with me for forever that were just so horrifying.
Yep.
And I'll just never do that to myself again.
There's this one movie that I saw. It was within the past like 10 years or so. It was from oh my God. I can see the movie in my head. It's not Get Out. It's the movie with Jordan Peele was the guy who directed it.
Yeah.
It was like the family who had like demented clones or something like that.
Oh
my God. I'm going to look it up because it's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah, look it up.
That movie.
I cried when I saw Get Out in theaters. I was so
terrified.
Terrified. Yeah.
Us. That movie to this day. Petrified. Like,
how did you end up watching it?
I like,
oh my gosh, no,
like absolutely terrifying. Like even looking at that movie thing, like my heart is beating really fast. Like I think I went on a date with a guy and he was like, oh, I remember I matched with this guy on this dating app once, and this was not do as I say, not as I do, kind of scenario. I met this guy on this dating app once, and we went and met up and got coffee, which is fine, but I did not do my due diligence and see if he was, like, actually a real person. I was just merely based off of the dating app. So I'm, like, freshly 22. This dude's, like, 30, 31, and he's like, let's meet up for coffee. I'm like, okay. So I show up to the coffee shop, like, you know, sitting there, and he like walks in the door, and we end up having a pretty decent time. And then afterwards he's like, you want to get in my car and take a drive? I'm like, sure. So yeah, I know, so dumb, but I mean obviously I'm alive, so everything's fine.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So like, I mean, we like drove around for like over an hour just like listening to music and talking, and then he like dropped me back off at my car, and he was like, I had a really nice time, I want to do this again. I was like, me too. I was like, I have an older guy. And he was like, you know, he like worked for a tech startup and like, you know, so he was like established. I was like, okay, slay. So we went and he was like, I want to take you out again. Let's go to a movie. And then that's when he suggested that we go see Us. And I was like, no, actually, like, I don't want to go see that. I don't do scary movies. And he was like, oh, come on. And he did the cringe, like, I'll be there to protect you. Like, disgusting. And I was like, no, like, I don't really, I was like, that's not really my style. I was like, what if we go see this? He's like, come on, please, like, I really want to see it. Like, it's not that scary, it's more of like a psychological thing, and like, blah blah blah. Wrong. It was definitely a psychological thriller, but it was also scary as all Get Out. Scary as crap. Like, literally, like, I still think about some of the scenes to this day and how terrifying it was. Scarred me for life. Don't watch it. Great movie, but don't watch it.
Oh, great movie.
Cinematically, it was beautiful.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, cinematically, it was beautiful. It's not. Like, but if you don't like scary movies, don't watch it.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, great movie. Just, like, in, again, like, twists, turns. Like the ending was, like, a, oh, my goodness. But the fact that it's been, like, how many years? And I'm still, like, scared every once in a while. Because, like, my brain will just, like, try to pinpoint scary things and I'm trying to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Great movie, but terrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
Weren't expecting that part, were you?
No, I was not. But I mean, like, I get what you're saying. Like, you can appreciate, like, a well-filmed movie.
Exactly.
Like, maybe the content of it is a little unsettling, but it was filmed well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great movie. Hated it, though.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you purchased anything on Amazon recently. What was it?
So many fake flowers.
Oh, yes. Tell us about that, the wedding.
For the wedding things. I have been on, like, wedding DIY side of TikTok because wedding florals are just so crazy expensive that I'm, like, I just, in my heart of hearts, like, I just can't afford it. So, my dream is to have, like, a circle arch of just, like, if I had all the money in the world, I would be, like, dripping in florals. Like, my wedding would be, there'd be florals hanging from the ceiling. There would be fresh florals everywhere. But ideally, I don't have that much money, so I cannot do that. But, so I'm on DIY side of TikTok, and all of these girls are, like, it's so simple to just buy all of your fake florals. Or, sorry, somebody's told me to call them faux florals. So my...
Whatever.
I said fake florals and somebody's like, you should say fake florals. So I'm like, okay. So buying all of my not real florals on, like, Amazon, Shein, all that good stuff. So I ordered a bunch of flowers off of Amazon. And I ordered, like, the arch stand. It's 8 feet tall.
Ooh.
And it, like, and it comes in, like, a little tiny box. And then I just have to put it together. And then it's as easy as buying pool noodles. And then securing them with with zip ties, and just, like, I bought a big, like, a 10 pack of, like, eucalyptus garland.
Ooh, okay.
So then if you just, like, wrap it in the eucalyptus garland, and then you can put, and then you can cut the stems off of the flowers and just stick it into the pool noodle.
Oh,
like, on the thing. So yeah. I bought, like, baby's breath, I bought peonies, I bought roses, like, you know, the eucalyptus and everything to put all of that into the arch. So
how fun.
I know. So I bought all of that and I had, like, rewards, I had gift cards and everything. So, like, in reality, for a bunch, like, I mean, like, the 10 pack of the eucalyptus garlands, I think it was like an 85 pack of pink peonies, it was like a 50 pack of, I think I bought, like, white roses, it was either like 50 or 75 piece white roses for like $150, which is perfect, right? I mean, and it's as easy, all I have to do is just, and I bought the zip ties too and the actual stand, so all I have to do is just get the pool noodles.
So this is what's going to be behind you at the altar?
Gosh. I know. Yeah.
Where else are you going to have flowers? Like, on every table? What are you thinking?
Yeah, flowers on every table, and then, like, little, like, potted flowers, like, along the aisle.
Oh,
like, cute. leading up to the actual venue site. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to be making the, like, bouquets and everything as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yep. Well, I ordered my bouquet off of Etsy.
Oh, okay.
Because at first I was like, I want to do real flowers. But then I was like, I was scrolling on Etsy the other day and I found the most gorgeous bouquet ever. Like, it literally couldn't have, like, I couldn't have done it myself. Like, it is 1 foot by 2 feet tall.
Amazing.
She's huge.
A statement.
She's a statement. She's a moment. So I immediately bought it. And what's cool is that, like, what my mom and I are going to do is we're going to, like, take it to, like, Michael's or Hobby Lobby or whatever and see if we can make, like, the bridesmaids stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, based off of that bouquet, so.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to look so pretty, like, with your dress and you holding the flower. Like, that's, I can just picture the pictures right freaking now. Okay, did that dress that you sent me for your bridal shower, did that ever come in?
It did. It's hanging up right back there.
Is it perfect?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I want to. Do you have a picture of you wearing it?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, I just want to know if it fits.
It takes two people to zip.
Okay.
It fits. Okay, it just takes, it's awkward. It definitely takes two people to zip.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad it worked out though.
Yeah. It's perfect. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Okay. So if you don't watch Britney's TikTok, she basically has like everything done and dusted for the wedding, all the big stuff at least.
Yeah, girl. All we have left is we just signed the dotted line on the venue yesterday. We placed our deposit and everything, signed the contracts. So we are like locked and loaded, like no refunds, no turning back now. We have put down our deposit for the venue. We have the videographer. We have the photographer. We have the makeup artist and hair. We have the DJ. And the last thing that we need is the caterer, which I've already reached out to a bunch of places regarding catering. So fingers crossed that it all works out. I haven't heard back from anybody yet, but we'll see.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love that for you, because now you just get, once you finish it, you can just chill.
Just take a freaking deep breath and just relax and just, like, all of the big things are done. I have reiterated to all of my vendors that the venue requires a copy of the contract, and she requires proof of licensure and proof of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already reiterated that to all the vendors, and they said, done and done. I said, cool.
Amazing.
So all I have to do is just chill until, yeah, it's definitely going to be like a chill moment. And then eventually it's going to go like, holy crap, I have to actually do a lot of stuff. So for now, I have to design the save the dates.
Oh, yeah.
To get those sent out. Yeah. I have the invitations done. I have our registries done. The registry's done. The invitations are designed. The RSVP cards are designed. I just have to do the save the dates.
Oh my gosh. See, these are things I'm like, I didn't even think about that. Like, you have to do invitations. Like, you have to do like paper stuff. Like,
yep.
Oh my Lord.
I've ordered like the vellum, like the clear, like almost like vellum cover. Mm-hmm. And then I also ordered little, like, they look like wax seals, but they're stickers.
Oh, cute.
So instead of having to like melt the wax and stamp it, like, you literally just peel it off and stick it on.
Yeah.
So I already have everybody's addresses. Gonna put that in. I put that on the wedding website. So super simple, super easy.
Yay.
I'm in my element.
I know. I love this for you, because I know that you like truly can't wait to put together all the flower stuff and like just sit in your living room and watch your show and just craft and DIY.
Wow. Yeah. I'm in my element.
Yes.
I really am.
Yay.
I'm having a great time.
Okay, so you've been ordering just like a bunch of wedding stuff, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. Just a bunch of flowers, a bunch of florals. I have the shoes that I want to wear for my wedding in my Amazon cart. I have not pulled the trigger on those yet.
Ooh. Are you doing like the something blue thing?
Yeah. So I have something borrowed.
Okay.
My dad got me a pearl necklace for my high school graduation that I've never worn yet. So, and it's like real pearls. So I'm going to wear that as my necklace. And then my mom, she wore pearl drop earrings, which I was exactly what I wanted to wear on my wedding day. She had pearl dropped earrings that she wore on her wedding day. Aww. So she is letting me borrow those. So, so I guess that can count as, you know, the something old can be the pearls that my dad got me. Something new, I guess, can be the wedding shoes.
Yeah. Or the dress.
Yeah. Something old, something new, something borrowed. Oh, the borrowed could be my mom's earrings.
Yeah.
And then something blue. I don't know what blue.
I wonder why they say that. Like, what does that even get back to?
I have no idea, but I don't know what the blue. I don't know. No idea. Because we're not doing the whole garter thing.
Oh, okay. Nixing that.
That is so awkward.
It is a little awkward,
it's
I would
weird.
say, for your
Like,
family.
I'm not having him go up my dress in front of my family. That's in front of his family. That's mortifying to me.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't do that either. Like, I guess some families are like so chill, but I cannot. My dad, like, he cannot watch that.
Right?
No.
Like, I'm all the way good. Absolutely not.
Okay, well, I ordered
What about you?
I ordered a bulb for this lamp that's next to me because it's been out for like months at this point. Like,
priorities.
Truly, just like a sickening amount of time. But I ordered one of the color changing ones and one that like connects to Alexa, like the app or something.
Oh.
So you can like zoom, like all around, like a light purple, light blue, like you can Ooh, move it all around.
Fun.
I know. So I think that's just going to really like set the mood for my room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also one of those people like, please don't ever use the overhead light. Like, we always use a different form of lighting. Mm-hmm. We do a candle. We do a mini lamp. We do a decorative light up sign. We do literally anything besides the overhead light. So
never.
I love a little lamp. I've also been, this is insane, I've been thinking about getting like a mini shower lamp.
Okay.
Have you seen those?
No.
They're so ridiculous and like so unnecessary, but they're just like mini. They're probably, I don't know, like a foot tall, mm-hmm. and they just somehow turn on, and it's just like a muted, quiet, like a warm light. And then you don't have to, I guess, turn on like your big light in your shower. You just get
the amount of times that I shower in the dark.
Oh, do you?
Because I hate turning the light on.
Get a shower lamp.
That's perfect.
They're waterproof.
I might add it to the registry.
Hell yeah, I'll buy it for you.
Oh, period. Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. And I bought a car mount finally for my phone because
good.
I don't have one, and I feel like that's like, so if you're an influencer, you have to have one,
right?
And I've been riding around just with my phone on my lap like forever, basically.
Amazing.
So I think this probably is going to change my life in like the most monumental way, like having not that I need to be on my phone while I drive anyways, but like just to, like for filming and stuff when I'm parked safely, you know, put the phone there, do a little taste, like when I'm ordering at the drive through, like I don't have to awkwardly hold up my phone. Like I can just pop it right there, and it's like a suction cup. So it like goes on the dash, or you can put it on the window.
Oh, that's nice.
I just felt like it was long overdue. It was like $30, which I hate buying anything over $30 on Amazon. Like my limit, it's like 20, like really it's like 25.
Yes.
Anything higher than that, I'm like, ooh, like I'll let it sit there for a minute.
That's how literally me with my wedding shoes right now.
Because
yeah, exactly. I'm looking at them and I'm like, because a part of me was like, I could just wear something that I already have.
Right.
But then my mind goes to detail pictures.
Okay.
Of like, you know, like the wedding shoes.
Yes, and like your perfume.
The perfume in the ring box and the invitation and flowers and me. So I said, fine, I guess. They're $50, which in reality is like not terrible. But again, like, and once my Amazon cart gets to like $45, I'm like, whoo,
yeah,
relax.
Yep, exactly. Like,
Brittany, let's pump the brakes here.
Are you planning to do one of those like little memento boxes afterwards, where it has like dried? Oh, you're not doing you're doing the fake flowers, so not the dried flowers, but like a little like save the date, and then like a little, I don't know. Are you saving anything from the wedding? The cake? Are you gonna do that?
So what we're planning on doing is we're cutting corners here. We're gonna do Sam's Club two-tier cake.
Slay.
You can order that. It's $45-$50.
The cake's good too.
Yeah, two-tier cake, and you can change the flavor of each tier if you wanted to. Like one tier could be chocolate, one tier could be vanilla, or vice versa, or both. So we're just gonna do that and just have a bunch of cupcakes for people to get.
Yum.
Just make a bunch of cupcakes.
So much easier.
You don't have to worry about cutting. Like Alex and I can still do the cake cut, the feed, and then we can save the top tier for our anniversary. You know, beautiful, cutesy things like that. And then one thing that I love and I'm so excited about is we're doing an audio guest book.
Ooh, tell me about that.
So there is this company called After the Tone. And what you can do is you can literally just walk up to the phone, pick it up, like click a button, and then it will say, it'll give you like leave a message after the tone, and then it'll go boop, and then you can leave a voicemail to the couple. And then after, like, this company will send you the phone, and then you send it back, and then they give you like all of the files in like a zip drive on your computer. So you can go and listen to all of the, instead of having like people having to sign something and then it collecting dust, like it's something that we, the files that I could just keep on a flash drive and we can listen to like every anniversary.
That is so cute.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Somebody mentioned that to me and I thought that was the cutest idea in the world.
I love it.
Right?
I love that they send you a little phone too.
Yeah. It's like, it's like one of those, like those phones that like you know, a rotary? It's like the rotary phone. Yeah. And I can pick any color that I want. They have like a bunch of different colors that I can choose from. Cute. It's like, I just have to put in our wedding date and just like pay the deposit and then they send it.
Aw, that'll be so sweet to have.
Yeah.
See, these are things that, like, can't be replaced. Like, if you lost that, like, people's health, like, okay, I don't know why I'm going back to this, but there was a influencer that I followed that, she posted pictures this morning and she was like, I was out of town, so I couldn't even come back. Oh, she's like, I had no chance to, she actually won America's Next Top Model, she's not an influencer. But yeah, she didn't even get the chance to, like, go and grab her stuff. Like, think about that. People.
I can't. Right.
Crazy.
Insane.
Well, I'm so happy for you to have that. And I love all these new, like, as our, like, inventions have progressed and things like that. Like, having these options. Like, you don't do a guest book anymore. Like, you can have this little phone and, like, it's just so fun.
I know. Like, we're going to have a little memorial table for, like, you know, grandparents and family members and friends who've passed away. So we're going to have a little memorial table. So like half of it is going to be that. And then the other half is going to be the guest is the audiobook.
Cute.
So, which I think is so fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait to see how all the details come together. Cause like, I know you've been planning this since you were like inception, basically.
A literal child. Yes. An actual little child. So when people are like, you're going so fast, it's like, babe, I've had this ingrained into my brain. I was born to be a wife. You know what I mean? Like, that has been ingrained into my brain. I'm like, I have been ready to be married for a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've just
been... happening.
It's happening. I've been thinking about it and I just like, I can't wait. And like the time is gonna, like people are like, the time is going to fly by so quickly. And I'm like, I know, but.
You're like ready almost.
I'm like ready for it to happen. I'm ready for it to start now.
Yeah.
But.
It was so crazy right before. Oh, sorry. What?
No, please go ahead.
I was just going to say right before this, I put the date in my phone for Brittany's wedding and like typed out Brittany's wedding. Like that was surreal.
I know. Yeah. She was like, Brittany's wedding? What? I'm like, I know. It's crazy. Literally crazy. But I already know what my bachelorette theme is going to be this year.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, are you going to tell me after?
Yeah.
Or do you, if you want to tell me now.
I was going to tell you now, yeah. Oh. Girls Gone Mild.
Okay. Mild, like we're chilling?
We're chilling.
Rot?
Rot? Very rot-esque, but like not like nasty rot. Yes. But my favorite nights are like the nights where we just like sit in our PJs, order a pizza, watch a movie, just like yap, like, and just cackle, laugh, whatever. Those are my favorite. Like those nights just like give me so much joy. It's like, or it's like going out to dinner and then coming back and rotting.
Yeah.
Like a this and yap kind of vibe. Yeah. Like this, like that is what I want.
Oh my gosh, that's
nothing.
Genius.
I want nothing more.
Where did you find, did you find that on Pinterest?
I saw it on TikTok. It was like this girl that said like, oh, here are a bunch of like, I mean, I guess it's trending like technically, but somebody mentioned like, oh, these are like cute, like bachelorette themes, because I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, I don't really go out.
Right.
I don't like to go crazy. Like the thought of going out just like makes me feel nauseated. Like I just, so it's just too crowded. It's just hot. It's just not my vibe. So I was like, what can I do? And so when I saw Girls Gone Mild, I was like, that is literally me. Like, that is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so are you doing it in Richmond or is it like a travel thing or like
I
what?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No
idea. I love it though, because like that's our favorite thing to do, and that's just it resonates. Like, I get it. Like, I would not want to be planning a bachelorette trip to Miami. Like,
No.
Oh my gosh. The God, pressure. No. The pressure of it all. Like outfits no. every single day. Like different club, bus, another club, another club. Girl, I'm tired.
Literally tired just thinking about it. Tired once I get up to go to the airport. Tired.
Yes.
Get off the plane. Tired. Like absolutely not.
Yeah. Just like a charcuterie. Like watching a movie.
Just chill, yes, dude. Yes,
like maybe like a little craft, like a little diamond dot. Like just...
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
Get in our PJs.
Diamond dot. Wow. Yeah.
I love that. I approve.
Thank you. So get ready.
I was born ready. That's what I did today.
Period. Love it.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, okay, tomorrow is not a work day for you. You're about to have a good morning.
I'm gonna have a good morning. I'm gonna sleep in and I'm just gonna chill and it's gonna be so nice.
Yay, I'm excited for you.
Me too.
And maybe get a little snow.
You've been a busy girl lately.
Have I?
You've been like bebopping around all over the place.
I don't really feel like I have. I feel like my life is so boring compared to yours.
I mean, you went to Alabama, then you went to DC, then you came back from...
Ooh, dude, I'm gonna be in DC again to watch my mom's dog. Anyways, I'm watching Covey because they're going out of town, but I'm gonna be there like the 15th to the 20th. And I don't know if that falls on a weekend. Yeah. Maybe we could like try to do meetup. Like I can meet halfway, or you can come up there. If it's like a weekend, you can come spend the night at my parents' house. What is it? Yeah. Okay. What about the 18th?
I can come for the day on the 18th.
Can you?
Yeah.
Please come.
Yeah. I'm literally like, I can't stay the night, but I'll be there.
Okay. Yes. Fun.
Done.
Yay.
Because Ryan's birthday's on the 17th.
Okay.
And then 18th, I'm not doing anything.
Oh my gosh. You wouldn't mind driving. Please. You drive. Yeah. You drive for work.
Please.
I've got it.
Please.
Seriously. Leave the driving to me.
Relax.
Okay, yay. This will be so fun.
Done. I just said DC to visit Soph all day. I'm booked and busy. Booked and busy.
No parents. We got the house to ourselves. No,
booked it. Maybe we could do the TikToks before they get banned.
Oh my God. You're right. It's literally the day before.
Day before. Got to get it out of our systems.
Dude, I'm living in a complete like... naive world. Like I just don't think it's gonna happen. I think someone's gonna save it. I saw that Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank wants to buy it. Did you see that?
Yeah, but it's
not looking
good. No, because I don't mean to end this on a down note. I know, because American users only take up such a small percentage of all of the users in the entire world.
Uh-huh.
TikTok is like, we're not selling it. Like there's just, you know, like
they want them to sell the app to the US.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was just all the information.
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
Maybe it's part info. Right. But even then like, oh. Yes, cuz at first I'm pretty sure it was sell the app, like sell TikTok to an American buyer. And they were like, we're not doing that. But I think it's yes. I think it turned into buying the algorithm.
Mm.
But then TikTok was like, that's not possible. Like, that's just you cannot do that.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying. But yeah, so I just don't think it's like actually possible. But I know the guy off of Shark Tank did say, like, I'd be willing to look into buying it.
Yeah. But I'm grasping at straws. Well, okay, at least we will have our day.
Fun! Okay, cool.
I'm freaking sad now. I feel like it's really going to get...
I know.
Screaming, hopefully crying, the weather's puking. Good for us. Maybe we can, like, do a little Georgetown shopping.
Fun!
Like, I think
I'm totally stuff. Down.
Okay, well, juicy. I'll see you then. That's, like, really soon. That's, like, next week.
I know. That's literally next week.
Yay.
Wow. A little pre-date to the visit.
Yes. Okay, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, the first of 2025. Happy New Year. Hope it's a good one.
All right, everybody. Hope you have a safe night if you are getting snow in your area.
Yeah.
Stay safe out there. Stay warm.
We love you.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Can I do the thing? Okay, that didn't work out. Okay, bye.